Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today, I want to talk about why care. When I was in college, I was going through an existential crisis, and following certain ideological avenues to their extremes, I kept coming into the, well, eventually won't the earth be uninhabitable? Won't the sun explode? Won't all of humanity die off? And if that's the case, what's the point? How can any of this matter if eventually everything we do is going to be consumed in fire and become carbon and just ash? What's the point? And that I struggle with that for a while, months, maybe years. It affected me in a significant way. And one day, after exploring this idea with my friend Eric, this kind of like switch in my head went where it's like, well, if nothing matters, then the fact that anything actually is unfathomably amazing. If there's no reason for this sunset, if there's no reason for this joy, if there's no reason for this orgasm, if there's no reason for this pie a la mode, then the fact that it exists and I'm appreciating it, it's incomprehensibly, infinitely magnificent, amazing. It's beyond. It's beyond meaning. And something in that switch just put me into that, this gratitude state of like, whoa. In that case, we just get to check out this unbelievable show. We get to experience the thrills, the adventures, the rides, the sorrows, the struggles, the tastes, the shivers, all of it. For our own joy, if nothing else. All right, let's do this. And so there is, to me, an element of choice in the meaning of anything. And that's important, I think, because it gives us some context and it gives us some control over things that we might get overwhelmed by, things that we might care too much about. I like to think of life as a game. I didn't make that up. But when you have that awareness that you are playing a game and you have chosen a jersey, you've chosen a team, you've chosen who you align yourself with, you've chosen who the opposition is, then as you go through the struggles, as you are fighting against the other guys, whether they be political or whether they be a sports team or whatever, you are doing so from this place of choice. You do it because it's fun and exciting to score for your team. And it is painful when the other team scores on you. And you care enough to be exhilarated and have fun and enjoy the match. It's fun. Wow, yes. Whee. If you don't care at all, there's no joy. Of course, you have to invent and manufacture the caring, because it doesn't really matter what happens at the end of a soccer game. It only matters because you assign meaning to it and then allow that meaning to entertain you and to give you this thrilling ride during the match. However, if it ever becomes so stressful that you either start to wish harm upon the opponent or become so consumed with worry that you make yourself sick, then you need to smack yourself in the head a few times and remember, it's just a game. It doesn't really matter who wins this match. Pull back until you can just start to enjoy the feeling of the grass as you run down the field. Enjoy the feeling of your muscles as you are running. Enjoy the camaraderie of your team, even if you might be down a few points. So this can be helpful in many ways. It can be helpful when you find yourself getting caught up in anger towards anybody who's on the other team. And it can also, let me fast forward to why I'm thinking about that this week. Because over the last week, I've gotten really caught up in an issue that's been going on in the Burning Man community. Specifically, a designer put a Paris Fashion Week show out there, a runway show. And some of the pieces were questionable in terms of, did they either use intellectual property of artists? Did it take things in a unkind or an illegal way? Did it cross the lines of the community just in terms of what community norms are? Did he use things that were sacred in a way that seemed blasphemous? There are all these questions about what was this okay? And I began my conversation with it just kind of doing a Facebook Live talking about, wait a minute, this is not cool. And I kind of got a little riled up. And then I felt a little guilty for taking this artist, this designer, and kind of fueling the fire of people that were getting upset about this. So I reached out to him and asked if he would answer some questions. I was pretty direct, but I think I gave him space to explain himself, because from every account that I've heard, he's an awesome burner, an amazing guy, except for these 10 pieces. I'd consider him to be an incredible designer, maybe my favorite designer, if I even knew another designer to compare him to. But it seemed to me that in these 10 pieces, there were some lines that were, if not crossed, definitely got to a point that we need to have a conversation about this. And a lot of people agreed with me. Some people got way more upset than I did. And some people got on my case about, why are you going after this guy? Why do you care? Why are you trying to destroy this guy's career? First off, I don't think this is going to destroy his career. I don't think people that are buying, you know, $2,000 booty shorts are the same people that are upset about this Paris collection. So I think I potentially did something to damage his reputation within the Burning Man community. But I would love him to help me and the community understand why our upset and anger is just a temporary thing as we, as a community, find our way moving forward. But some people were like, why, you know, there were some really kind of beautiful and poetic comments and replies saying, you allow yourself to be offended. You allow yourself to be upset. And in a spiritual sense, you know, why are you letting this happen? Why are you letting yourself feel this anger, this frustration? That was a theme from a lot of people. Why do you care? And I think there's something important to caring. There is something about the human experience that gives it meaning when you decide what you care about. And you put your jersey on, you say, these are the rules that I'm going to play with. And we all agree to play by these rules. And now let's have fun. And if somebody breaks the rules, me being upset that they broke the rules, in the grand scheme of things, does it matter? No. But in the scheme of enjoying the match, yeah, you gotta speak up and go, whoa, 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 whoa. No, actually, we do have offsides. That's a rule. So that goal doesn't count, or you can't do that. And if I get upset as I'm defending this, it's because I'm enjoying the match. I'm enjoying the heat of it. And I think that when you're talking about values and community guidelines, there's a real importance to speaking up when the lines get blurry or when they get crossed. Because there is a feeling of righteousness that you get when you know that you are doing the best that you can. And when people call you on it or stop you, that is not just an attack on you. That is everyone saying, whoa, 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 hey, it means more if we're all in agreement that these are the rules or these are the guidelines. And if you choose to cross them, that maybe doesn't mean you go to jail, but it does mean that you no longer get the admiration, appreciation of the community as we do when we all follow the certain guidelines together. It's not against the law to break the 10 principles, but you're going to lose respect from people that consider those things important. I once worked in a warehouse and there was somebody knocked over a big thing of like a huge sack of rice or beans or something like that. And it's going, and it's like spilling onto the ground. And I remember my manager going like, who did that? Who did that? Who's responsible for this? Who's responsible for this? And I was so like kind of laughing at the guy. I'm like, this is so stupid. Like it's spilling as we speak and as we're trying to figure out who did it. Why don't we just clean it up? Who cares? And I talked to him later and he was like, actually, it matters. Because to understand what went wrong, to understand who made this action is the only way for us as a system to recognize things that went wrong and how we can make them better. Just saying whatever, whatever, whatever makes things deteriorate more and more and more. So his who did this wasn't about attacking, blame, punishment. It was about where has the system broken down and how can we fix it? And to me, that's what saying, whoa, look at this runway show. It's not about attacking the artist. It's about saying, we got someone spilling rice on the ground. If everybody spills rice on the ground, this is a hazard and it's no fun to be here anymore. I am someone who has been taken to task a number of times over the years by the Burning Man community. The first time was when Pink Heart was given a red on the moot map. And I was attacked pretty ruthlessly in memes and message boards and made a very public statement of accountability and apology and sought out ways that we can do better. Now that turned out to be either a prank or an honest mistake. And the corrected moot map said, oh, whoops, there was a GPS error. You guys were green. But I still think that there is an importance in standing up and accountability and knowing that if somebody crosses a line, there should be consequences, maybe not tar and feathering, but if there's no consequences, whether that be internally with your pride or externally with judgment or institutionally with imprisonment or fines, people need some incentives, basic Freakonomics. So I definitely do not want to let down the community. So we work really hard not to have anything but green at Pink Heart. Now, a couple of years later, I got taken to town again when after the burn, I publicly thanked a company that had donated some vegan ice cream to us. And I publicly said who they were and how much we appreciated it. They never asked for any of that. And afterwards, got into a pretty deep and sometimes angry conversation with a number of people online about if I was violating the principles and had I turned this into a marketing stick or gimmick by this group. And now what would keep another group from donating food with it or drinks or something with the kind of wink, wink, nudge, nudge. No, you don't have to say anything. And then expecting them to be publicly thanked. And I was very resistant at first because I was like, wait a minute, don't we want to like sing the praises of companies that embrace our culture? But I realized I was wrong. And that, yeah, there's a really dangerous thing. There's rice and beans spilling on the ground if you say, well, it doesn't really matter because who knows what's going to happen the next time something spills. Maybe it's going to be something far more slippery. That metaphor almost works. So I feel some guilt about how everything has gone down this week. I feel badly for this artist. I did not mean to attack the person or his integrity. I honestly think that there was some really misunderstandings about how the the community would perceive. In fact, that was my first question, is like, did you realize the response would be the what it was? I did send him a list of questions that I believe he was in the process of answering until things kind of blew up. And I don't know where things stand now in terms of getting that response. I hope to still get it and publish it on the Burning Man Journal. I ended my article that I put in the Burning Man Journal was part one, and part two will be the response from this artist when he writes me back. So maybe that will still happen. I hope so. Because bottom line, we got to know, how do we stop spilling rice? How do we keep the floor from getting so slippery that we can't run around and do the things that we want to do? How do we make sure that the things that we believe to be sacred or protected, that we know as community, how we can do that in a way that feels communal, as opposed to, you know, dictated up on high? That's why they're principles and not laws or rules. These are the ways that we govern ourselves, and the way that we find our way through this all is by having these conversations. And if you're going to push a line in one direction or another, there's a good chance you are going to be an example that helps us to redefine and clarify those rules. Why care? Because we're here, we're conscious. It's a freaking miracle. We are amongst all the organisms on this planet, we're the ones that get to care. We get to ponder. Is that an incredible burden? Oh my God, yes. It's also an incredible gift. So if we can embrace this opportunity as a way for us to grow and to be in alignment and to elevate those around us, it's good to care. I care about you. I care about my community. I care about this planet. And in all of those things, I try to find the sweet spot where it just makes the game more fun. Thank you. I love you. If you enjoy these transmissions, do me a huge favor and share them. Give them a thumbs up, give them a like. Let people know that this is worth listening to. It would make a big difference in my life. Or join my email list and get to know all the new things that happen, including when my next round of coaching will start, at list.hugnation.com. Actually, just search Hug Nation. You can find my YouTube channel, find my iTunes, all the good stuff. I love you. If you would like to go deep with me, I lead a small group of people on a 3-month journey several times during the year. The next one is coming up soon. So if you want to join me on the pink path, reach out and let's have a conversation and see if this is something that we should do together. Otherwise, Hug Nation live every Monday on Facebook. The archives go on YouTube and the audio is on iTunes and Stitcher. I love you.